Hello, people. You're listening to a Hobosode. This is Hobosode number 39, and it's sponsored by Derek J., one of the newer supporters on the Patreon machine. Thanks, Derek J. On today's show, I'm going to call numbers out of the request folder, see if anything picks up and if anything works out. I've got a lot of requests here, like this one here from Voodoo Queen. She wants me to call a lady named Ursula, and she says this is a super rude and condescending lady. She was a patient of ours and seems to only be rude to white people at our jobs. Wow, what a racist observation. She's degraded us and seems to have a very low tolerance for people who try to talk over her. Tell her something about her lawn and how she's sloppy. There's an iPhone repair place next to her house. Tell her you work there and that you're tired of walking past her nasty and roach-infested house. I actually don't know if her house is roach-infested. And that's it. It's a weird request. I've actually called this lady a couple of weeks ago, and I got through to her, and she did scream at me, but it just wasn't that funny, so I just deleted the whole call and decided to try her back in a couple of weeks with a completely different premise. I forget what I even said last time. Probably something about the iPhone store. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hi, is Ursula around?
Who's this?
This is Steve Dave.
Who?
Steve Dave.
Hello?
Hello, Ursula?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the City of Plantation.
Yes.
And I just needed to ask you to please stop being a motherfucker. We've had some complaints.
Ask your mom to do the same thing.
What?
Ask your mom to do the same thing.
You can't talk to me like that. I work for the city.
Well, good.
Ma'am.
Stop doing the same thing. Ask your mama to stop doing the same thing.
Well, listen, I'm just asking nicely for you to please stop being a motherfucker. We have a strict policy against that here in the city.
Okay, fine.
Take
you know, care of yourself and your mama, too.
We don't have to put up with this shit,
okay?
Ma'am. Okay?
Take care of your mom as well. And you might want to ask your grandmother, too.
Oh, no. She's dead.
And if you continue to call here, I will definitely put an annoyance call through to the city of Louisiana. Take your shit and take it somewhere else.
Well,
stop calling.
Hey, listen. Damn it. She hung up. Oh, that's weird. I was giving her a city, like, in a different state, and she didn't seem to care. Like, her area code's in Louisiana, but when I put it into White Pages, it says it's in Florida, so I just went ahead and said the city that it shows up on here in Florida. So that probably gave me away. Either that or the fact that the city wants her to stop being a motherfucker. One of those two things gave it away. I guess we'll never know which one. Here's a request from Sarah. Sarah sends a lot of numbers in, usually lists of numbers from Craigslist. And I use them for various things. I don't always give her credit like I should. I'm sorry, Sarah. But I'm going to call your mom, Sarah. I'm going to call your mom and harass her. Because I got this email here. It says, "Hey, my mother is so mad about the railroad tracks by our house. It has a large hole in it, and as a result of going over the tracks many times, my mother's car needed new springs." What the hell? Tell her to drive around the hole. My mom emailed the town and told them about this, and they responded saying they plan on fixing it this year. Call her and say that you can't afford to fix it, and they will not fix it. Say you're from the town of Fabius, and the only way to fix the problem is if my mom can have a fundraising event for the town. So, alright, let's do something similar to that.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from the City of Fabius.
Yes?
And we just had a few complaints about you and your car. It's been damaging the railroad tracks whenever you go over it. So do you think you could please just stop speeding over the railroad tracks? Because it's completely tearing up the rails and it's costing money, okay?
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the City of Fabius.
Steve? Dave?
Correct, yeah.
And I'm speeding over the railroad track?
Well, you're just driving kind of rough when you go over the railroad tracks, and nobody else does that, it's just you. So, if you could just stop that, you know, like drive like a grown-up, maybe, for once in your life?
A grown-up? I'm sorry, I'm not going to listen to this.
Hey, you bet... No, you're going to listen to this. I'm from the City of Fabius. You can't just...
I don't care where you're from.
Well,
I'm a taxpayer in the village of Fabius.
Okay, Fabius. Well, just because you're a taxpayer, that doesn't give you the right to tear up our train tracks.
Tear up your...
Yeah, you're ruining them.
Wait a second. My husband is here. Let me get him, and you can speak with him.
Oh, no. I've talked to your husband before, and I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to you, because he's not doing it. It's you. It's all you.
Let me have your supervisor's name and phone number, please.
His name's Ryan Jardina. But listen, just put your husband on. Just get your husband. Just like women always do. Put him on.
Steve from Tavius. I'm looking for Dave. You know where he is?
Oh, I guess his name's Dave. By the way, I was not given the name on this request, so luckily she didn't want to verify that.
This is a gentleman from the town of Tavius that says I'm tearing up the railroad track and they want me to stop. I need to drive like an adult. And I told him that he needs to speak to my husband. And he said he would speak like all women and says that we speak to their husband. And I don't like his attitude or what he's saying. So I would appreciate it if you would speak.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Steve from the city of Fabius. And look, I'm not sure what's going on with your wife. I was just making a simple request, and she freaked out on me. I wasn't trying to cause any trouble here.
Well, why did you call her?
I was just letting her know that she's been driving too rough over the railroad tracks, and it tears up the tracks.
How do you know that?
Well, because we have security monitors and stuff. We had someone stationed over there keeping an eye on the cars and figuring out which ones it is. It was just two people that were driving like that. One was your wife, and we've asked the other person to quit, and they don't have a problem with it. They didn't yell at me and make threats.
What is your capacity in the village of Fabius?
Well, I'm in the comptroller's office. I work directly under Ryan Jardina.
Well, I don't know that individual.
Well, then why'd you ask? What was the point in that?
Well, because you're calling me and making these accusations, and I have a right to know who you are.
Well, no, I'm not making the accusations to you.
You just said my wife is driving too fast or something over the railroad tracks.
Not too fast, just kind of rough, and it's.
Well, how do you drive rough?
Well, ask your wife. I mean, do you ever let her drive?
No, I'm asking you. You're making the accusation.
Well, just...
What in the world is driving rough over the railroad tracks? How can you drive rough? There's thousands of cars that drive over that every day.
Yeah, but
we
not
don't drive...
Well, no, it's not you. It's just her. Just your wife. She's the only one that drives like a fucking idiot. So we're just asking nicely if you could maybe just have her stop. You know, control your woman, sir.
Well, I really don't. You're not really giving me any specifics as to what she's doing that nobody else is doing.
Well, she knows what she's doing. Just tell her to stop, okay? Just control your woman.
Well, I ride with her as she's driving, and I don't see that she's.
You should tell her to stop. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right. I don't think we're getting anywhere, but I'll tell her to take it easy.
Yeah. And also tell her to stop being a motherfucker, because we have a strict policy against that.
Well, you don't need to use that kind of language.
Oh, no, it's not me. It's just a general request that she shouldn't be like that.
All right. I guess there's nothing more to be said, then.
Okay, are you going to give her a stern talking to?
Well, that's between me and her.
Well, no,
have anything to say about that.
Well, I
talk to her.
I'm supposed to make sure that things are taken care of. So if you could just go over there and loudly chew her out for me, and I'll record it on here and put it in your file. Her file, I mean.
All right.
Okay, I'll hold.
I'll say goodbye now.
What, to me or to her?
I'll say goodbye to you.
Well, no,
I don't have anything more to say.
Well, no, I want you to chew out your wife while I listen on the phone.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. You don't have any authority to tell me what I'm going to do or
No, it's just
or
it's
listen
just,
in on our conversation. So it's just I'm saying goodbye.
It's
goodbye.
Just a policy. It's just how.
I'm going to listen in while you tell your wife to stop being a motherfucker.
You don't need to use that language. I have nothing more to say.
What the hell is that?
Hang up then.
I'm going to call the mayor.
I said, how would you know if you guys are Russell Wilson?
Ooh, this is exciting.
Surveillance right there. And you had heard one other person. And we got the other person to stop. She has no... I said, what is your capacity? Because I'm the controller.
I'm calling Debbie Foster. Oh, and I'm saying that you teach that motherfucker to my husband?
Oh. She says, well, your wife doesn't need to be a fucking asshole. Like, well... That's some scam or something.
Oh, no, I can't call the mayor. I have his number, too.
Oh.
And I said, I need your supervisor. He said, you're Dean or something like that.
Oh, she remembers the name.
You can't drive like a kid. I said, listen, I pay taxes in the village of Michigan. I can guarantee you that I am not hearing a
They need to put 6 microphones on cell phones like they have on the Alexa so we can hear better when they forget to hang up. That'd be nice. If you're wondering why you're hearing a dial tone, I keep thinking they're going to pick up. I want them to think that the phone hung up. So they'll dial.
I'll be at the village meeting.
No. Oh, she picked up and hung up the phone. And, you know, that was a cell phone, so if they picked up and there was a dial tone, they'd probably think that's pretty weird. But wow, that was like listening to an old episode of The Art of Phone Larking. You know, where G-Ad would make us all prank everyone, and then he would get on the line with the people we just pranked and have them recap everything. That's what I really miss about The Art of Phone Larking, was all the prank call recaps by the Roycipients. So Sarah, if you're listening, I don't know if you're a Patreon person or not, maybe I'll just email this episode to her to make sure she hears us screwing with her mom. Let us know, Sarah. Let us know how things go. Let us know if you've been evicted out of your parents' house, or if they took it well, and I have a couple of new listeners. You know, you should secretly record your mom the next time you talk to her, so I can have a good recording of her complaining about me. That'll get you kicked out of the house for sure.
Hey, Roy, it's Nick with Nickco Incorporated.
Hey,
but,
Nick.
You know, I'm a little fucking heated right now. I'm a little fucking heated. I was listening to the show, and this Chris Tompkins guy, whatever the fuck his name is, claimed to be with the corporate office. I'm going to let you know now he's not with the corporate office. He's just a grade-A scammer.
Are you saying somebody would actually call on the phone and say they're with the corporate office when really they're not? That's crazy talk. What's this world coming to?
Okay, he's a grade-A scammer. Don't listen to a goddamn thing he says.
All right.
We are the only corporate office here, and his corporate office can go eat a bag of dicks.
That's right.
Put Nickco Incorporated away!
Fuck that Chris Tompkins guy trying to trick me. That's going to do it for this Hobo-sode. Thank you, Derek J., for making this one possible. See you guys next time.
In his eyes, I'm full grown, 29 and still. Sleep, counting sheep, thought I heard him scream again. Asshole son, you're a bum, you trashed the car again. Asshole son, what a bum, what a bum. Asshole son, mow the lawn. I
Dave?